Before I go into my message, I was inspired to share what the gospel is or how the gospel is described by one of my favorite pastors, Matt Chandler. Maybe some of you guys know him. I don't know how many of you know this man, but truly I think he's a man of God. A man who went through some tough times of his life, battling brain tumor that only through God's grace he's survived. He's a pastor in Texas, and I try to listen to one of his sermons on iTunes on my way to work every day. And this is how he describes the gospel in 2 minutes, okay? The gospel is that there is this infinite, almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful creator God who created all things for his glory. And you and I have belittled, meaning put down, disgraced his name. We belittle his name, belittle his glory. Every one of us have at one time or another actually currently believe that our way is better than God's way. We fail to acknowledge giving glory for the gifts he's given us. We question his rule and his authority, while at the same time, with the brain he gave us and holds together and the lungs and the air that he gave us to breathe with. This is the great blasphemy of the universe. So we have all belittled God, and God being just right and holy is not going to allow the belittlement of his name. God then, not being able to spare wrath, sends Christ in the flesh and crushes him. And in so doing, pours out his wrath against the children of God, unto the Son killing him. Then God raises him from the dead, and the same power that raised Christ from the dead is now at work in those who believe in him. This is the gospel that you and I have right standing before God, not by our efforts, not by our works, not by our skills, not by whatever or not. We cuss, don't cuss, drink, don't drink, watch this, don't watch that. Justified before God by the cross of Christ alone. Your lust, you're not going to be able to fix it. Your bitterness, you're not going to be able to fix it. Your rage, anger, those deviances that have been following you around. You don't possess the power of life and death. You can't resurrect anything, only Christ can. Now that's the good news. So we don't celebrate us this morning. That's why we continue celebrating him. We boast in the cross, and the same power that is at work in the rising Christ from the dead is at work in me and at work in all who believe. This is the gospel in 2 minutes that he shared. And I wanted to share with you guys as well. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome to know that we have someone that can fix all of our problems, that can fix even our problems this morning? Someone that will stand before God with you and say, this is my son, this is my daughter, I know him, I know her. During their youth, they worship me. During old age, they worship me with all their heart. So this morning, I was inspired to share with you a very common message, a message that you probably have heard at least once, a message that I feel that even after I heard it 2 or 3 times, it still needs to be reminded because it's so important in our youth life. Not just because I still consider myself youth, but with that in mind, I want you guys to open up the good news, the Bible, to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. We've heard this message so many times, but I still want to remind you guys. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we're going to go from verses 7 through 10. And also, you can shuffle back and forth to chapter 12, we're going to go verse 1. Okay, so Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 7 to 10. What do you guys think our culture is most afraid of? What do you guys think is your biggest phobia? You don't have to say it out loud, just think it in your head. If you had to guess, what do you think you're most afraid of in life? If we really think about it, if it's the way we spend our money every day, it would seem that our biggest problem, our biggest phobia is probably getting old. I'm not, sorry if I'm looking on this, and what I mean by that, not being young anymore. We would do anything we can to stay young, right? Let me give you guys, amen. Let me give you guys a fact. Did you guys know that makeup, skincare, hair care, cosmetic surgery, health clubs, diet pills? This was a survey that I found in 2003, so this we're talking about 10 years ago. Back then, it was a $160 billion a year industry. In our country, we spend more money on beauty than we spend on education. And it's sad, but it's true. In chapter 12, if this chapter is true, then no wonder we are afraid of old age. So this morning, I'd like to remind you, our youth, what Solomon said. Plain and simple, everything is vanity. If you guys remember one thing tonight, I mean this morning, I'm used to the night service, but this is my first morning service. If you guys remember something from me this morning, remember this, everything is vanity. Don't waste your youth. Everything but God is vanity, and don't waste your youth. If you guys remember something from my message this morning. There's this older actor. I'm not sure if this movie quote applies to our Romanian culture, but it surely applies to what Solomon is trying to tell us this morning. He was giving a speech to some kids at school. It's this old movie, and the actor is Billy Crystal. But here's what he says. Value the time of your life, kids, because this is the time of your life when you still have your choices. And it goes by so fast. When you're a teenager, you think you can do anything, and you do. Your 20s are a blur. 30s, you raise a family, you make a little money, and you think to yourself, what happened to my 20s? 40s, you grow a little pot belly, you grow another chin, the music starts to get too loud, and one of your old girlfriends from high school becomes a grandmother. 50s, you have a minor surgery, but you call it a procedure, but it's still a surgery. 60s, you have a major surgery. The music still is loud, but it doesn't matter because you can't hear anyway. 70s, you and your wife retire to Fort Lauderdale, so I don't think this applies to Romanians, but you start eating dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have lunch around 10, breakfast the night before. You spend most of your time wandering around malls looking at the ultimate soft yogurt and muttering, how come our kids don't call? How come our kids don't call? The 80s, you'll have a major stroke. You end up battling some Jamaican nurse who your wife can't stand, but you call mama. Any questions? And that's what he says to the kids. Little humor for you, but it's similar to Ecclesiastes. At the end of chapter 11, this is what Solomon says. If you are young, you should enjoy it. It's God's gift to you. You should value your time. Verse 9, you who are young, be happy while you are young. And let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. But know that all of these things God will bring you into judgment. Enjoy your youth. Allow yourself to be happy. Verse 10, so then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off troubles of your body. Why? Because youth and vigor are meaningless. Okay? Meaningless. Think of like a vapor. You see it for a second, and then it's gone, right? That's how Solomon is describing youth and vigor. It's gone, you see it, and then you don't. And just to recap again on verse 9, where it says, let your heart give you joy. I looked that up, and it doesn't mean get hammered. It doesn't mean go to wild parties. You know why? You know how we know why? Because the end of verse 9 says, but know that for all these things God will bring into judgment. See, Solomon wants to tell us not to settle for counterfeit joys. And what's that? Don't be too easily pleased. Don't settle for drunkenness, drugs, or insignificant things, worldly things, things that steal the real joy. Things that create a cloud, a blur between you and God. Okay? If you can't enjoy the day of your youth, how are you going to enjoy older age? If you're not happy right now, how are you going to be happy when you're older? And I'm going to be honest with you. I admit that at 29 years of age, I'm still feeling some random pains randomly. So that means I'm getting old. I have to admit it. Everyone is getting old. Chapter 12, verse 1. The days of trouble. That's how Solomon describes chapter 12. The days of trouble. That's how he describes old age. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. And the years approach when you'll say, I have no pleasure in them. If you're going to be a grumpy young man or a mean and always depressed young woman, a teen who's always complaining and never grateful for the life that God gave you, how do you think you'll be when you're older? How do you think you'll be when the days of trouble come? If you don't find pleasure in the things God gave you to enjoy now, how will you enjoy them when you're in an older age? Remember that. Keep that thought. And with God's will, next time I'm here, I'll continue my message. We can see what Solomon says about trouble in the older days. God bless you guys.